Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Alan Young. Every election, there are specific races that seem to take up all the oxygen in the room. Everyone wants to talk about the presidential candidates or in Sacramento, this big mayor's race. But there are so many issues for us to vote on. It's great to have a guide to help check them all out. That's where Cap Radio's newsroom comes in. This election, we've put together an online voter guide for the city of Sacramento. Joining us now to talk about the voter guide and other information you need to know to cast your ballot is Cap Radio's assignment manager, Claire Morgan. Claire, thanks for joining us.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me.
We were just mentioning we actually haven't had a conversation like over a minute yet. I think I passed you in the newsroom, but I'm looking forward to this.
Thanks. Yeah, I've had my head down working on the voter guide, so.
Well, let's get into it. Before we get into the voter guide itself, let's remind listeners about the important dates to keep in mind before the election. What are the big ones?
Yeah. So starting today, ballot drop-offs are open in Voters' Choice Act counties, which includes Sacramento. Also, on October 21st, that's the voter registration deadline. After October 21st, you'll have to register to vote at a polling place, a vote center, or your county elections office. And then, of course, November 5th, the big day, election day, when you'll cast your ballot. I do want to mention that ballots should be arriving pretty soon. Don't worry if you haven't gotten yours. I haven't gotten mine yet. I checked my mailbox like right before I came into the office just to check to see if it had gotten here. But yesterday in the morning, I got a text from the Secretary of State's office letting me know that my ballot had been sent to me and should arrive. I believe it was like between 1 and 2 days. So yeah, if you're curious about the status of your ballot, you can sign up for the Where's My Ballot tracking service that the Secretary of State's office offers. And that is available on the Secretary of State's website. And it is a very helpful service. I do like it. I like knowing where my ballot is.
And what's new and exciting about Cap Radio's voter guide this year?
Yeah, so this year, we, in addition to the things that we look at every year, you know, local measures, statewide propositions, we also took a look at candidates who are running to represent Sacramento in national races, so like Congress, and then also candidates who are running to represent Sacramento in state assembly. So that includes Kevin McCarty, who we just heard from. He, as you know, is an assembly member. He's leaving a vacant seat in the state assembly. So we looked at the race to replace him, which is currently between Republican Nikki Ellis and Democrat Maggie Krell. We also took a look at some of the seats up for grabs in the U.S. House of Representatives, like the one between longtime incumbent Doris Matsui and Republican challenger Tom Silva. You know, as a longtime Sacramentan, names like Doris Matsui are something that we hear very frequently. And I feel like we are less likely to kind of do the research because, you know, we hear the name. It's so familiar. You know, Matsui has been around for as long as I've been
in
Sacramento.
It's like an institution, yeah.
Exactly. So in thinking about how we crafted the voter guide, we really did want people to have access to information about these candidates. Yes, they're institutions, and yes, we do know a lot about them as, you know, longtime Sacramentans, but it's also important to still do your research and learn about these candidates before you actually make your choice, because there's very important positions.
So what other races is Cap Radio following in the election?
Yeah. Well, of course, Sacramento's mayor's race, the big one, like you mentioned, is of course, the one that's on everyone's minds. But I do want to mention the race for District 2. That's City Council District 2. That covers the Del Paso Heights and Old North Sacramento areas. It's a big one just because the last elected city council member was Sean Lalowie in January. He resigned after pleading not guilty to a 25-count federal indictment related to a supermarket business that he owns. So this is a big one. Candidates really have to work hard to gain trust of the constituents in these areas. Yeah, it's going to be a tough race and a tough ride to get voter trust there.
And just so the listeners are clear, what exactly do you get from the Cap Radio voter guide that's just not in the regular ballot?
Yeah, totally. So, for example, we like to give kind of a short description about each of the races for the local measures and statewide propositions. We give a kind of a quick summary about what each of those would do if they were enacted. And we also give you what a yes or a no vote on each of those measures or otherwise would mean.
So like your ballot, but a little more depth, a little more history, mm-hmm. and just other perspectives?
Yeah, and a little bit more context. We also have linked out to our previous reporting, so you can find all of the stuff about Sean Lalowie that Cap Radio's Kristen Lamb has been covering extensively since that kind of all began. And so, yeah, you're able to kind of dive deeper and get the background of what's going on in these areas.
You mentioned the propositions. Let's give props to our props. What are you looking to that's on the ballot?
Yeah, a lot of big stuff to consider in this election. $20 billion in education and climate bonds. Also, California voters will be deciding whether or not to raise the statewide minimum wage. So that's a big one. People are going to have a lot of feelings about. The other thing that's cool about our voter guide, if you're an audio or visual processor, at least with our statewide propositions, we've included some videos from our partners at CalMatters to help you understand a little further if you need that extra help.
And there's also some tips on the different ways that voters can cast their ballots. What should they remember?
Yeah, totally. The most important thing to remember is to sign the outside of your ballot envelope. The other really, really big thing that I think is super important, and then maybe I'd really like people to remember, is that the signature that is on the outside of your ballot is used to verify your identity by election officials. So make sure that the signature that you use is your signature, of course, the one that matches up with your driver's license. Make sure that you send it in on or before Election Day on November 5th.
So tragic for the people to do all that work, do all their voting, and then forget to sign the back of the envelope.
Yeah, sign your envelopes, please.
So I understand we have to wrap up soon, but that we're doing something different with expanding accessibility when it comes to voter information. What's going on there?
Yeah, we have a team of reporters this election who are working on a Spanish language version of the voter guide. It'll be the first time that we offer something like this. And yeah, I'm very excited. That'll be coming in the next week or two here. So yeah.
And what can listeners expect from Cap Radio's election coverage as November gets closer?
Yeah, of course, we're going to be following all of the big races. A lot of the races that we've outlined in our voter guide are going to be things that we continue to cover. So anything with the big races, mayoral race, District 2, City Council, we're going to be following those very, very closely up to the election and also after the election as well.
Just in our last minute, is there anything that you've been looking into or you've been editing that just jumps out at you, is really important or just intrigued you?
Honestly, I'm such a nerd about local elections. I'm very, very intrigued to see about what happens with District 2, City Council. I know I mentioned that a few times. The other things that I'm interested in are all of the local education bond measures that local districts have put on the ballot. There are a lot of those on this ballot, and that would approve school districts to take out bonds to update their aging facilities. So that'll also be interesting to see if Sacramento County voters pass.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Claire.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
That was Cap Radio's assignment manager, Claire Morgan, talking about the information you need to know to cast your ballot this November. That's Insight for today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Alan Young, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.